Well of the Winds, a DCI Daily Thriller, Book 5, written by Denzel Myrick and read by David Monteith.
Prologue. Kinloch, 1945. He'd always known this moment would come. He reached into the deep pocket of his gabardine raincoat, feeling the reassuring heft of the blade, and closed his fist over the wooden handle. Out on the loch, beneath the full moon, a dozen grey warships loomed, framed by the roofs and spires of Kinloch and the hills beyond that cocooned the town. Elsewhere, a bright night like this was dreaded. Cities, towns and villages, picked out in the moonlight, prey to waves of enemy bombers, or worse still, the spine-chilling whine of the new superweapon, the doodlebug. Not so on Scotland's distant west coast. Here, there was a safe haven. Crouched behind a boulder down on the causeway, he could hear the breeze tugging at the rough grass that fringed the rocky shoreline, and the hiss and sigh of the sea. The stuttering engine of a car could be heard winding its way along the coast road, which skirted the lochside before disappearing into the hills. The headlights cast a low, weak golden beam, sweeping across the field behind him. The engine stopped with a shudder, and the lights flickered out as the vehicle pulled up to the causeway. The man held his breath as a car door opened and then slammed shut. It was time. The beam of a torch flashed across the waves. A rat scurried away from the light. He inhaled the cool air, tainted by the stench of rotting seaweed. The footsteps were getting closer now, scuffing across the rocks in his direction.
"Hello? Are you there?"
The voice was deep and resonant, with no hint of trepidation. For a heartbeat, he wondered how the end of existence could creep up so suddenly. Was there no primeval instinct at work, protecting frail flesh, bone and breath? He stepped out from behind the boulder, shielding his eyes from the glare of the torch.
"What in hell's name are you doing here?"
Though the question was brusque, the voice was calm, almost uninterested. He watched as the man turned the beam of the torch back along the way he'd come, and firmly pulled down his trilby when a gust of wind threatened to send it spinning into the waves. Ignoring the question, he rushed him from behind, hooked his left arm around the man's neck, and snaked his right arm across the man's waist. Up and twist, right under the ribcage, as he'd been taught, plunging into him again and again. There was only fleeting resistance as the sharp blade did its job. The man had been completely unprepared for the attack, just as they said he would be. His victim tensed, convulsed, and then went limp. A gurgle, a plea, came from the depth of his throat as his life drained away. Aided by his assailant, who took his weight, the dying man slipped gently to the ground. He dragged the body behind the boulder that had been his hiding place, almost losing his nerve, when a deep sigh, the last sign of life, issued from the victim's gaping mouth. Leaving the corpse propped up behind the boulder, he got to his feet and took deep gulps of the tangy sea air. He waited, with only the thud of his heart in his ears and the restless surf for company. It had been as easy as they'd predicted. In what must only have been minutes, but seemed like hours, he heard another car making its way slowly along the causeway towards him. His job was done. The greater good had prevailed. The greater good must always prevail. Chapter 1. Gairsey, an island off the coast of Kintyre, the present day. Malcolm McCauley whistled along to the radio. It was his last delivery of the day, and he was feeling cheerful. He collected the mail off the first ferry at 7 every morning, in his guise as the island's only postman. When he'd taken on the job, almost 10 years ago, his task had been the delivery of letters. But now that his fellow islanders were taking advantage of online shopping, he delivered mainly parcels. With fewer than 200 souls on Gairsey, an island just over 5 miles long and 1.5 broad, his daily routine rarely took more than an hour. It was how he liked it. McCauley had many other tasks to perform in the course of his day.